So, that was crazy. Yesterday, the markets panicked, afraid Jay Powell might pull the plug on his money printer, and also about the possibility of military conflict in Russia. The VIX fear meter shot all the way up to levels we hadn't seen since 2020. The Dow dropped more than 1,000 points, but then investors bought the dip. The market shot all the way back up, closing up 100 points. We all know volatility and pullbacks are a normal part of the market, but we usually don't get to see it all in the same day. Today, all eyes are on the market and the Fed and interest rates and hawkish doves. We are still down around 10% this month, but in the midst of it all, the three of us are looking for bargains. Tesla 900, anyone? Crocs at 100? Apple at a mere $2.5 trillion valuation? Maybe. Or maybe we haven't seen the bottom. We did find one stock to buy. It's one that we've bought before. We've wanted more. A bunch of people actually guessed it right in the comments from yesterday's show. And today on Dumb Money, we're going to reveal that stock, the stock that we are buying today. We are Dumb Money.
Three friends who turned $30,000 into $30 million using nothing more than Twitter and a zero commission trading account.
The suits that work on Wall Street, they call those people the smart money. That's not us.
Our goal is to help level the playing field for everyday investors.
We are Dumb Money.
Hey there, Dave here. To the moon. Along with Chris and Jordan, we are Dumb Money. Welcome to Dumb Money Live. Fun fact, so far in 2020, we have already done as many live streams as we did in all of November and December combined. So if you guys are happy with the more regular schedule, there is one way to show it, and that is by showing the YouTube algorithm. Take a second, tap the like button. It is quick, it is easy, it is free, and apparently I hear that it is the one way that you can guarantee a green day in the market. I mean, it worked yesterday, so go ahead, hit the thumb. Chris, Jordan, the stock pick today is one that I actually lost money in, so I'm going to need some convincing on this one. What is the stock?
I still own it. Let me look and see. I don't even know if I'm up or down in it overall. Let's see. I'm up, but just barely, because I bought it a long time ago.
And how about you, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I'm up. I mean, I bought quite a bit of this stock last year, pretty early. I did get it. I think 6 or 7 points lower than you guys. I bought it in the teens. It's a stock All right, I've done a lot of research on. Over the last
let's,
year.
Let's do it. Let's reveal our stock for the day.
Yeah, so stock is, there were some people that guessed it on yesterday's show.
It's a lot of them
Lithium
did.
America, LAC. For those of y'all that haven't been following
Chris, your favorite Twitter account.
Dante's trading. It's one of his favorite stocks. He's maybe the best trader in the world. At least the last two years, I think he might be the best. The last year and a half, 2 years, he might be one of the very best traders in the world. Listen, everyone knows that lithium demand is going to go up 400 or 500% over the next few years, like literally over the next 3 years. This is no big secret. This is a stock that has been really hot. Lithium production is also going up globally. I think lithium is generally misunderstood because there's so much lithium in the earth. People are like, oh, there's endless amounts of lithium.
It's not a precious metal, but it is a very valuable one for EVs, for phones, for all the devices that we use lithium ion batteries for, right?
And more important, Dave, it's a really difficult one to actually extract in any sort of reasonable way that meets government regulations. And we have virtually zero of it, I think, zero of it in America.
There's some reserves.
Lithium mining in America.
Yeah, they're mining one in Nevada. They have two projects right now. One's in Nevada and one's in Argentina.
I'm saying there's no, like, as of right now, we still have yet to mine lithium in America. Lithium America, LIC, will be America's first and massively largest lithium mine for a very long time, assuming they get final regulatory approval. This is a project they've been working on regulatory approval on for 10 years. Why is it the one stock I'm buying? Because a lot of the momentum traders, a lot of profit takers got out of the stock over the past month. With this market crash, a lot of people were looking for liquidity from their winners, right? And Lithium America has been a really, really big winner, right? The stock ran up, I think, into the 40s from the upper teens, which is where I got it. I just have to say that I
timed this the absolute worst. Let me just scroll back because I marked where I bought it and sold it. Here's where I bought it, and here's where I sold it.
Or did you time it perfectly for your tax?
Timed that perfectly for tax harvesting.
Well, Dave, listen, Dave, here is your second chance. The Thacker Reserve is the biggest lithium mine in America. It's in Nevada. As I said, 10 years of regulatory work. And what I love so much about this is that this is like, in many ways, the ultimate political arbitrage, because how often do you find a stock that would be fully supported by both sides of the political aisle, right? On one side, we have the Democrats that are heavily, heavily, heavily pushing a massive government-funded switch to EV, right? And even on the flip side, on the Republicans, they are all about supporting American manufacturing, right? Let's do it here, right? Yeah. Let's do it here. And even on the, again, going back to the left side, unionized workers, which I think are a big part of this project. So guys,
but it's also not traditionally, lithium mining is not a clean thing to do. It has a lot of environmental impact. So it's like this weird catch 22 where no political party's really super for it.
But that's good. That's a good thing for Lithium America, Dave, because the fact that it's not a clean thing to do, and it's extremely difficult, even if the government wants to support it, to actually get a lithium project approved, because you have to go through local, city, state regulatory issues, right? Because of that, there is a massive, massive barrier to entry in the United States for getting a lithium mine approved. And Lithium America is far ahead of anyone else in the space. By the way, before I get any further, because you know I do get excited when I talk about stocks that I am this interested in. We're not financial advisors. We're just sharing our insights of what I'm doing, what I bought. We're all about knowledge sharing, right? Sharing ideas in this community, and this is just an example of us sharing an idea with you guys, the same way you guys share ideas with us on dumbmoney.tv/Discord, where we've actually gotten some of the best trades of the last 2 years from this community. So listen, this is a massive head start on lithium. This is a stock that I don't think should have been sold off. I'm kind of shocked, quite honestly, that it sold off the way it did. For me, it's an opportunity to add because the story has not changed at all. There are some risk factors, the same risk factors that always existed with Lithium America. The primary risk factor, and by the way, for those of y'all that know, Lithium America has two massive mines that are both coming online in 2023, okay? One is the Thacker Pass in Nevada, which if you're going to get anything approved in the United States to mine lithium, it's probably gonna be in Nevada, the easiest place to get it done. The second is in Argentina, both coming online in 2023. Argentina might actually come online in 2022. Massive, massive projects. And as we all know, there's a huge push. Theoretically, we could get government subsidies in the near future. We've already seen policy trying to be pushed that would give incentives to purchase batteries or cars that had batteries that were actually manufactured in the U.S., right? So having a U.S. supply chain for lithium and battery tech could be just the biggest move in the next 5 to 10 years, right? The risk is that they do not yet have full government regulatory approval because there are still challenges in court of environmental impacts that could theoretically, you know, be at harm with this mine. So they're like at the 3-yard line, guys. They're at the 3-yard line from everything that I've read, from everything I've seen about this judge, and the cases being brought up at the last minute here. I like the risk reward. I think there's a very low probability, in my opinion, of this thing getting held up and not being able to go online in 2023. But it is a risk. And in Argentina, there's a risk with supply chain and there's a risk with workforce down there. So that's a whole nother story. You know, for practical purposes, I'm going to focus on the American story because I think it's what makes this a super differentiated.
Yeah, that is the one different, because there are several lithium companies to consider, right? That are bigger, more established. You know, there's one that has been around since the 40s. That's the biggest producer. It's based in America, but they do all their mining elsewhere. So you're specifically looking for this because it is an American mine for the first time, right?
Well, Dave, first of all, let me be clear. I mean, this is a sector trade on lithium, period, all right? It's a sector trade on lithium. So the thesis is that all lithium stocks rise as part of the sector trade. The sector was sold off. Lithium America just happens to be my favorite in the sector because we have additional opportunity in terms of it being a U.S. lithium plant where we're potentially going to be incentivized to produce batteries in the U.S. I think diversification is really important. I think if you look at the demand coming online for lithium, we do not want to be 100% reliant on offshore mine lithium. Elon Musk has stated this himself. So many people involved with this industry sector have all come out and said it is critical for us to develop our own battery supply chain domestically. I think both parties understand that. I don't think anyone's really fighting that at all. We still have local regulatory issues to get these plants approved, which again, I think is a positive for Lithium America because they had a decade of fighting to get this plant approved. So they will have limited competition in the US. There are a couple others, one's in Arkansas. But again, this is like, I'm not going to say high conviction because there are risk factors that are outside of our control here, mainly regulatory approval. But I just love the story. And it's a story that kind of comes in fashion and then fades away and then comes roaring back. And this is one of those moments when lithium had a sell-off because people were looking for liquidity. Momentum traders dropped out of it for a bit. But again, the story hasn't changed. And I love it. I absolutely love it. This has to be part of my portfolio. And I added $500,000 to it yesterday. Yesterday and the day before. Yeah. I think it was all yesterday,
so
actually.
I'm just still hung up on, like, I want to be in some lithium, but why there's that lithium ETF that includes Lithium America and the larger one and the Chinese ones and... That might be what I'm more interested in doing, a more diversified approach.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. I just have zero interest in paying even, you know, whatever it is, 2/3 of 1%. I don't know what that internal management fee is. But also, I'm going for the bigger gain. I'm going for the bigger gain on the pure play on U.S. mined lithium. Also, there's some interesting things with Lithium America. They did have plans to have a fully integrated battery production facility in Nevada. Those plans are currently shelved for, we're not going to go into it today, but there's a lot of rumors that they could pick that back up and be a vertically integrated lithium miner and battery producer right here in North America. Could you even imagine how valuable that would be if they, you know, pull that out of the bag again? And I think there's a pretty good chance that they will. So this is my, I have a few different lithium trades. Like I have maybe four or five different lithium stocks. So I think diversification is interesting in this sector, but Lithium America is my favorite. And I love them down here that everyone all of a sudden has kind of fallen out of favor with the sector for a moment in time that we know is likely to come back.
Now, one of the comments was that nickel makes up a big portion of lithium ion batteries. Do you have any nickel plays? Are you just looking at?
I'll defer to Jordan. I know Jordan's kind of loves some of these this commodity stuff. I think there are a lot. Listen, I don't think it's one or the other. I wanted to have exposure to battery supply chain, specifically in America. And for me, I spent enough time researching lithium last year. I have a couple of good friends that are really obsessed with lithium. One is in the lithium, one's in the mining industry. He's been educating me. Thank you, Trishel, if you're watching today. The other is Dante's Trading. He's a Twitter account. We've talked about Dante's Trading before. He is much more of an expert on the subject matter than I am. And I would suggest anyone that does invest in anything remotely related to battery tech or EV or lithium, follow Dante's Trading on Twitter. He actually just put a tweet out a couple days ago saying that he was going to start adding more LAC as well this week, which I thought was interesting. But Jordan, don't you have a, what's your trade? What's your one stock? Didn't you have
another? Yeah, I'm going to hold on to a little bit of LAC. I'm not going to go big into it. And I'm not really doing anything. I mean, commodities are kind of getting hit right now. But I like copper. I'd be good with nickel, too. But I'm going to wait on those.
Okay, so I think a lot of people are asking about some of these EV SPACs we were in, Lion Electric, Zev. Never got in. You know, I was. You remember how anti-Rivian I was? I was like, this is insane. I like the company, hate the concept of investing them. There was no information to ARB on that trade. They got destroyed. I've gotten destroyed on most of my commercial vehicle EV trades. I still have them. I had to sell a bunch of them as I was delevering my account over the past few months. I don't want to comment on them because I just haven't followed up. I haven't done the follow-up research that I should have done because as I was having to sell them to delever, the position sizes are kind of small. And I figured I would just keep some of them with a small position. But guys, I can't really intelligently comment on those stocks. I'm sorry. I do have a fairly decent position, though, in LAC. So I'm staying up to date with everything that happens with that company.
How many stocks is your portfolio down to? I know you took, you know, a lot of money off the table. You delevered everything. You're now, I guess, almost fully invested, but you went from 50 to 20. What happened to your portfolio?
I'm going to say I have about 15 to 20 equities in my portfolio, down from 50. So yeah. I'm That's you know, there was a day, as you know, Dave, for most of my trading career, I had like 4 to 7 stocks in my portfolio.
So you were specifically looking for that information edge, right? You were just not trading for this, not like building a portfolio, but you were making trades.
Well, also, we have a community now. I have more opportunities brought to us than I ever have before. I'm probably spending more time doing this than I was in the past. So, and you know, some of these are longer term social ARB trades, right? And I think we will have a portfolio reveal show maybe even this week, where we go through every single equity that we're invested in, and maybe just a brief highlight of why we're invested in that equity still. Most of them will be names that you guys will recognize from our show. What's interesting is all the names that I sold. I mean, I really don't have a lot left. I'm scrolling through them. I'm like, wow, I can't believe how quickly I can scroll through these names. But it does feel good and clean to be able to do that.
That's how I've kept my portfolio this whole time. So we do want to do a portfolio reveal. We depending on what the Fed says or does or doesn't say or doesn't do, we might want to talk about that tomorrow. We have an NFT episode. Maybe tomorrow. Tesla's earnings are on Thursday. We're going to definitely want to talk about that. And then Friday, I think we should do a happy hour where we just take Q&A. Because I know that a lot of people watching have a lot of questions right now.
By the way, people are saying I look down. Guys, I had some sort of like light food poisoning last night. That's why I'm pale and sickly at the moment. I have no energy. You know, the market doesn't help. But it doesn't help. But that's actually the primary cause of my mood today, not the market.
Well, and the market is down slightly, but nothing like yesterday. Oh, wait, the S&P is almost down 2%? Okay.
Dave, where have you been? Yeah, it's down quite a bit. Amazon's down 105. Good thing we have those put hedge options, Dave. You didn't sell yours yet, right? You still have your Amazon
puts? Oh, no, I still have them.
I have my Apple puts. I have my Amazon puts. I'm not making as much money on the puts as I'm losing because I traded down like you did,
Dave. I
did, Dave.
Too. I traded down and doubled up, so I got twice as many for half the price.
So you're doing fine, though, then?
It's still probably not keeping up unless it really went down. No, I'm down 194,000 on the day, and
I'm down 191. You have me beat.
My options my options are up 134,000, but not enough to keep up with the rest of my portfolio, which isn't hedged.
Yeah, Yeah, we'll have some big decisions to make, Dave, going into Amazon earnings. You know, whether we trade down again.
Yeah.
Right? Like how we, you know, we'll have to talk about that before Amazon earnings.
Are you still in your straight, are you still shorting the market, Chris? Straight up the
I took some of the I took some of the short off, but I am. I'm shorting like 400K of the market. It's a very small, 400-500K short.
Yeah. I've been thinking about putting one of those on today. Yeah.
It's...
I hate to do it when it's already down 10%, but...
Jordan, the thing is, like, we have this Fed, you know, we have this Fed, you know, comment coming tomorrow, right?
I know.
And so this is the anticipation going into it, but I think the general consensus seems to be that, you know, once we can get some information, no matter what it is, we'll just chill out and the market will, you know, will be better off. But I who knows? I will never try to predict.
Did you see Meet Kevin is here? He wants to have a cocktail with us on our Friday happy hour show, I think.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. So, sorry, Kevin, you dialed in on a day where I'm just like, I got food poisoning, man. I feel like crap, dude. This is not a good day to watch the show. But you should check out Lithium America, dude. That's our stock of the day.
All right. Oh. That's it.
Anyway,
we have so much coming up this week. We're gonna let Chris go take a nap.
NFT. Can we do NFT day tomorrow, dude? I've got.
Yeah.
To talk
if the
about
Fed
project,
if the Fed
guys.
Doesn't do something, then we can do NFTs tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I have a project. I'm super excited to discuss with everyone. I put a lot of money into it. I'll probably put more money into it today. Guys, this is my equivalent of a high conviction trade on an NFT. I've had a few of them. This is another. I cannot wait. I don't care if you guys like NFTs or not. Tomorrow, you'll want to tune in for this NFT episode. Like, I don't care how you feel about it. Tomorrow, you're going to want to tune in for this because I want this to be on the record. I want this to be on the record so that 6 months from now, 8 months from now, we can look back and hopefully talk about the great high conviction NFT trade of January 22.
You've been doing so much NFT research, so much so deep into the metaverse space.
Deep.
I want you to educate me tomorrow on this one because you tried to tell me about it and I was just, it's confusing. It's not a tradable equity.
It is not confusing. It's amazing. I'll talk to you guys about it tomorrow.
All right. Subscribe if you haven't already. We are Dumb Money. We will see you tomorrow.